Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Sergeant Gonzalez Duran. This is Vet Talk Radio, episode 12. Today's guest is Dean Etic. Dean is a veteran who helps homeless veterans, but he is also going through some issues himself, which he's going to talk about. I want to say thank you to the Patriot Radio Nation Network for giving us this opportunity to speak to veterans from across the country and giving organizations the opportunity to let veterans know about the resources that they're providing. Right now, we're going to go on to a short break for about a minute and 30 seconds. And when we be back, we'll be back with Ed.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Once again, everyone, thank you for on a quick commercial break. Now, today we have Dean, Army veteran, and an individual that helps out the veteran community with homelessness. Dean, thank you for being on today.
Thank you very much.
Dean, would you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, your background?
Basically, I live in Wisconsin here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was an Army veteran, went in early 2006. I got discharged at the end of 2006 after being injured after basic training. Fought tooth and nail trying to get everything going. Came home, found myself homeless. Fought to get to a stable home. Thought that I had that. Started doing outreach, working with other homeless veterans because I know how it feels. And now I'm struggling trying to keep my home because of the things that I've done for other veterans.
Okay, so let's begin with since coming back home. So now, obviously you had something planned out, a career or future for yourself, but because of the injury, you unfortunately had to go a different direction. What were some of the difficulties that you felt or dealt with when coming back home saying, look, all right, so it didn't work out the way I wanted to, but here I am trying to get situated. Where was the disconnect, you coming back? Did you go back to your community or did you go back somewhere else?
I went back to my community, and the problem was trying to get the VOC recap, VR&E, vocational rehab, trying to get the worker there who, you know, not saying he didn't do his job, but he worked with a lot of vets, way more than he should have been. So it was hard to get my education benefits properly set up, and that made it hard. Tried to get the education. I had to take student loans, and until it got going, because it should have been going right away. And the college that I went to got my degree, found out it wasn't worth the paper it was printed on because they're not honored by Wisconsin Bars or American Bars Association, because I got my degree in paralegal. So my degree was useless, and I had to start all over again. Struggle one hurdle after another, and I don't give up. I don't quit.
Well, I know for a fact the VRE program is difficult for, you know, whether you've been in for 6 months or, you know, 10, 20, or you do your 20 years. A lot of individuals have problems with the VRE. I, for one of them, you know, try and get to their system. For some reason, it works for some veterans, and for other reasons, it doesn't. Like, there's no really, for me, I've never seen, like, a good program or, I guess, a specific need that they try to cover. Like, it always seems like a random thing. That's just my opinion on it. So now after coming back, now that we, you know, we reached the part with the educational part, which sucks, but I mean, you've still pulled through trying to help with some veteran community activities. So one of the things that I know you do, you have helped through the desert, the Wisconsin Desert Association.
I was helping out with the DAV, local chapter, chapter 3. Mr. Piper and Omer, they were both older veterans that got me involved with them. Things were a little rough being a younger guy in the organization. Not too many open arms. So I looked elsewhere and I got involved with Wisconsin Desert Vets helping. But there was an issue there.
But what did you do there? You were part of the color guard?
I did honor guard for Green Bay Blizzard games with Desert Vets. So I learned firsthand just how hard it is for the younger generation, the new coming veterans, to get assistance through veterans groups, period. I learned the politics of the veterans groups, and it basically very, very clicky. And a lot of vets fall through the cracks. I was actually working with the Wisconsin's VORP program with Brian Bliskey. The guy was phenomenal. And a lot of people that know the both of us say I'm just a younger version of Brian. And Brian's a machine. That man will go to the end of the earth to help a vet.
So for those familiar, what's the VORP? What's the stand for?
The VORP is it's Veterans Outreach Recovery Program. Is the breakdown of it, and it's a nationwide program. I've talked to other VORP people from other states. You know, just for some reason, I've gotten veterans from Utah, Iowa. I had one just get a hold of me the other day, and he's in southern Illinois. I don't know how my number gets out there, but for some reason it gets out there. And I try to have as much knowledge as I can, or I'll tell them, hey, I'll get some contact information for you locally. And I get a hold of Brian, and a lot of times Brian would also help with, you know, getting contact information of somebody in a VORP program from a different state or whatever. But I use LinkedIn. I got in contact with a few of them through LinkedIn. But
what kind of membership do you have on LinkedIn?
I have a regular membership on LinkedIn.
All right, so after this segment, I'll send you a link under Double Dog USA. If you go under our supporters page, I believe it's our supporters or sponsors page. I can't remember at the moment. But if you click on our LinkedIn page, our LinkedIn logo, it'll direct you to a link providing veterans 1 free year premium membership. So I'll send you that right after after this segment. But let's go a little further with this the topic, the organization. So a lot of veterans are facing a dilemma when, you know, how to find the right organization to help them, because there's so many. There's a lot of positive ones, a lot of negative ones. You know, you mentioned a few, the DAV, the Wisconsin Desert, and then the VOTE program. It sounds like the VOTE program gave you the most beneficial needs that fit you. You know, I myself, you know, I don't belong to any American Legions or anything like that, because, you know, one paying dues to be a participant in something has never really gave me a good feeling. And then on top of that, you know, getting out as a young veteran, you know, I think a lot of us get out. We're not looking for that saluting structure kind of mentality that they're prone to. Where you said the cliquish thing, that's what popped up into my head. For me, I'm just looking for something to do, because trying to reintegrate back into the community. And you know, a lot of the work that we do, you know, corresponding on Facebook. You know, we try to do like a random thing, something to socialize with people with the community. And that sounds like with the Color Guard, you probably got a nice handful, but it still wasn't enough. So what made the VOTE, or if, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, but the VOTE so much better or special? Was it the individual or the program that they were offering?
Be honest with you, it was the individual. Brian was phenomenal. I mean, the man was just—he's phenomenal. He will hunt down. He will go to the end of the earth for any veteran. As long as you've served honorably, you know, he don't care if it was 6 months or 30 years. You signed a check. You took that oath. You signed that blank check. He was your man, and it was just a loss to find out that he was released from his job, and the guy that they got in there now is just a nightmare. He picks and chooses who he feels is a vet. He's told Vietnam vets there's nothing he can do for them, and then he's told people who joined the National Guard and didn't even complete basic training or AIT, they were medically discharged, and because of who they are and their connections, oh, he'll do whatever he can to help them. Yet he won't help a person who served in Vietnam. And, you know, it's sad. The individual that they have there is so sad. And it's hard for me, because it's not fair. It's not fair to be able to pick and choose.
And I agree with you. A lot of people don't understand that a lot of organizations popped up during the Obama administration with the Patriot Act. So a lot of these services are geared towards more of the 9/11, which are the current you know, war era that we're in, campaign era. So a lot of the older generations are left out. But then a lot of organizations that are meant for the older veterans are pushing away the younger veterans, even though they want us. There's like this dilemma, irony that keeps on coming between these services, which is kind of weird. Dean, we're going to go on a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the work that you've been doing to help our veterans and in your situation. So let's take a 5-minute break and we'll be right back, okay?
This land I love.
Hey, everyone, that was Dave Bray, God Bless America. Once again, we're here with Dean. Dean is an Army veteran who was given received a lot of issues when coming back. But in that time frame, he found ways to connect with the community and push out what he can do to, I guess, expand on what he's been able to receive. And since I know Dean, I'm going to let him explain, but one of the best things that he's done is establish networks through social media and LinkedIn, et cetera, like that. Dean, tell us the amount of work that you put in and the span that you have when it comes to social media networks for veterans.
I have my personal Facebook page, and then I have two like business ones. One is End Homeless Veterans, and then the other one is Special Eds E Club. It's SPCED. And that was due to my nickname when I was in the service. And I call it Special Eds E-Club. And I kind of have connected with people through the use of Facebook and LinkedIn. With LinkedIn, I'm connected with people across the country. Law enforcement, former law enforcement, current law enforcement, different groups and stuff with dealing with ways of dealing with homelessness and veterans that are homeless, you know, that have interactions with law enforcement. I work seasonal for the Green Bay Packers. And I have to say, it's not a job. It truly is a family there. And I've made connections through the Packer organization, and they have been wonderful. I've talked to several former players, a few current players and stuff, and they found out that I was a veteran. You know, they came up, thanked me, you know, thanked me for my service. And I've networked with them, and I have them, you know, a few of them, like I've talked to Amon Green, Chris Jackie, and I can't think of the other guy's name, and they're all willing, you know, to give to whatever the extent that they can or the extent that that's needed, so to speak.
I think you're being a little humble on yourself. The fact that you've taken these two groups, added a large amount of individuals to them, and you use it to network with other individuals for resources. I mean, anybody can go on to the End Veteran Homelessness, and you can see the amount of posts that are on there for different organizations, different individuals, individuals asking for help, individuals needing help. And then the whole goal for ending the veteran homelessness is because, well, at one point you known about it and you saw people get out of it through your own resources. Let's not forget, you know, you're an individual that has helped veterans literally get off the streets by providing housing to them on a personal level. Explain why you've taken it that far. Why did you? And right now we only have 5 minutes left, so we can make it quick.
Because I was there. Because I lived it.
And your goal is to try to stop that from happening for others.
It's my way of stopping or lowering the 22.
And that's the goal.
Zero.
Get the numbers down for the 22 individuals that are committing suicide every single day, which is accounting for 8,000 individuals, and then trying to stop homelessness for veterans coming back home serving their country. And not to jump into to put words in your mouth because of, just remember, time constraint, you're an individual facing hard times right now. After helping veterans get off the streets, literally putting them on your couch, putting them on your floor, you are an individual that has helped the system. It's faulted you in many ways, but that's you still persevered above it. And now you're stuck in a situation where you recently lost your job, and now you need assistance. If somebody wanted to reach out to you to provide assistance to you, how would they go about doing that?
They can contact me directly through my phone, through my address, my phone number. It's 920-492-1768. My address is 1313 South Fisk, S-F-I-S-K Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54304. But yes, you are correct in doing so. I did everything on my own. No veterans group help, no help from the state, no help from veterans organizations or the federal VA. I've done it all on my own. And yes, I'm going to be on the street myself by June. By the
so
end of June.
I want to make sure that I take this a step further. Any listeners right now that are willing to help you, or you yourself willing or able to find somebody willing to help you, I want to extend to you Devil Dog's charity part of the organization. So if you are able to get anybody to donate, or if you know anybody that's willing to donate, I will be happy to make sure that any donations that are received from Devil Dog with the attention of Dean will make it to your pocket so we can assist you so that you're not in the situation at the end of June of being homeless. So the listeners out there, you can reach out to www.devildogusainc.org. You can email me at ceo@devildogusainc.org. You could call me on my work number, 516-515-0240. Any amount of money that is received for with attention to Dean, 100% of it will go to help out this veteran that's helped out veterans from being homeless and pushed out to the community on helping not only end homelessness, but pushing to reduce the numbers of suicide every day for the veteran community. So, Dean, thank you for being on the show. Is there any last thing you'd like to tell the audience?
And still, if there's a vet in need, my door is open till the 1st of July.
Thank you, Dean. We appreciate that so much.
It's the least I can do.
Everyone, I want to say thank you to Dean for being on with us today. I want to say thank you to the Patriot Radio Nation Network for helping us reach across the country with veterans and organizations to push the word on how we can assist the veteran community. So next week, on Wednesday at 7 p.m., we'll be back on our regular time schedule. Or maybe stay at 6, I don't know. Signing out, this is Arden Duran.